Let's be honest. If you have to give somebody a lift in your car unexpectedly, do you find yourself making excuses for the state of it? In this podcast, we're going to talk about the 10 ways to keep your car organized.
You're listening to the Declutter Hub podcast, bringing you tried and tested, no-nonsense tips and advice from the leading experts in decluttering and organising your home. Now here are your hosts, Ingrid Jansen and Leslie Spellman.
Hello and welcome, listeners. I'm Ingrid.
And I'm Leslie. We're delighted you're here to join us as part of your decluttering journey. So whether you're brand new today or have been listening to us for ages, we want to say thank you so much for being here. It means so much to us that you're here to listen to and support us while we talk all things decluttering and organizing.
We'd love to help more people with their quest for a clutter-free home. And our podcast is a fantastic way for people to be inspired to take action. We have a favor to ask. If you like what you hear, be sure to hit the follow or subscribe button on your podcast player, share us with your friends, or share your thoughts on the podcast by leaving a review. Well, hello, Leslie. I'm weirdly excited to talk about this topic. I don't know what's wrong with me. I know it's just a car, but I don't know.
Well, yeah, Ingrid wanted to go into kind of, you like putting oil in and all that kind of, you know, changing tires. And I was like, I think that might go a little bit beyond the remit of the Declutter Hub. We're here to talk about 10 ways to keep your car organized, not to make sure it's in tip-top condition and turns into a vintage car in 50 years' time. So yeah, it's one of those geeky, weird things that Ingrid loves and the rest of us just kind of get on with. But we are here to talk about your car because I think that some people have immaculate homes and their cars are an absolute bomb site. Some people have a bomb site of a car and their homes are a little bit cluttered too. So let's get cracking with number one, Ingrid. Why? You know, we talked in the beginning about people having immaculate homes and cars that are in absolute state. Why is that? What is that? What do we think that's about?
I honestly don't know. It makes no sense to me because I mean, I don't know, I'm struggling to get my words out. I mean, I use the car a lot for short distances, right? Because here in London, you can't really drive anywhere. You have to take public transport. And we do have a car that we can take when we go to Holland, which is bigger and fits lots of luggage because you know I don't travel light. But I don't know. I don't understand why people's cars are always so messy. I'm like, it's just like a small job. Once you're on top of it, it's a small job, right?
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to try and talk about today, really, is that it is a small job and it's kind of little and often, really, that's going to keep it in tip-top condition. But I think that, you know, we throw a lot of at our cars. And so, you know, there's a lot of people here that are not in London where you only travel like 2 miles. You know, a lot of people in the States and Canada are probably going on road trips of like thousands of kilometres. Yeah. And, you know, you're going to probably eat in the car, you're going to drink in the car. You know, if you've got kids, they need to entertain themselves in the car. You're going to definitely have sweets and all kinds of stuff that you're going to need in your car. And you need extra stuff because you need to make sure that you don't come unstuck with blankets and all that kind of jazz. I mean, we are completely clueless when it comes to cars here. Everyone's probably like 350,000 kilometers. I'd do that in a year. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So anyway, but I think it's important to see your car as an extension of your home and something that needs to also function in the way that your home does. And it needs the same care and attention. We don't need to be doing resets on it morning and night, but we need to probably do a reset on it, like just a little bit of titivation, which we're talking about in this podcast, to keep it in tip-top condition. So I think the first thing to talk about is why is it such a mess and why do we see that barrier in between the car and the house, and why is it different? Because it is for so many people, Ingrid, right?
Yeah. What's interesting as well, Leslie, is that probably our cars are like our second most expensive thing we own.
Yeah.
Right? After our house. So that kind of also gives me the idea that you have to take good care of it because it's a lot of money to replace. Normally, if it breaks down, it's a lot of money to fix. So You kind of, I think, I hope that we inspire, my hope is that we inspire people this podcast and people go, you're right. I need to kind of, I'm going to spruce it up a little bit.
Yeah, so number one on our list is absolutely to think about why and to make a conscious effort to go, actually, I'm going to consider my car in the same way that I do my house, and it's going to come into the fold of decluttering. So decluttering, of course, number two, is absolutely vital to keep your car in tip-top condition. So what sort of things are we going to declutter from your car?
Well, I would immediately say first things first is like rubbish, right? So if you've had a snack or drinks or food in your car, when you get home, take the bag out and throw it in the rubbish bin or in the recycling. I think that is step number one. So it doesn't build up over time. And I think the next level is to kind of go to the side pockets and grab the little bit. I mean, like for example, we use the ferry a lot, right? To go to Holland. So we on the ferry and you get these hangers to hang on your window. But of course, as soon as you're on the other side, you need to take the hanger off so they know which lane you need to park at. You take it up, you kind of chuck it in the side of the door, and that you don't always see immediately because it kind of it's thin and it slots in. But every once in a while, I'm like, oh, why is there like two or three hangers in there? Let's declutter those as well. So it's things like that, crumbs, things, food,
You're decluttering
leftovers.
crumbs. You
Well,
literally, did you say decluttering crumbs? You mean cleaning? That's cleaning.
let's
That's not
I
decluttering. Decluttering. No, we're not at that level where we're decluttering crumbs.
Yeah, but if you should have seen my kids when they were little. I mean, that was like eating a sandwich in the car on the way to somewhere. It was not crumbs. It was like whole leftovers of bread and rolls on the floor.
I think that's the thing, we go out on these journeys, particularly when we've got families and stuff, and we just think, oh, we've got this horrendous long journey in front of us. We've got little kids that we need to entertain, and you pack everything but the kitchen sink to facilitate that easy journey, right? And it's literally you kind of let your guard down. The kids are like, mom, and you kind of like, just have a biscuit, just have a drink, all these things, all your normal rules completely go out the window, don't they, to try and make it to the end of this journey. So I think it's really important to declutter your car on a regular basis. And so it's important to put things back, when you come back from a journey, and make sure that it's more, is it decluttering? I mean, there will be things in there that you can let go of, but generally it's going to be more of a reset. It's more of a, let me put things back where they belong. Let me make a conscious effort to put things back when I have a journey, when I come back in from a big journey. But the problem is, of course, as an overwrought mother or as somebody that's just gone on a 200-mile road trip, the last thing you want to do when you get to your destination is start titivating your car. You want to just get in and flop and sit on the sofa and do what you got there to do, right? This is the problem. And this is why cars get in such a tip, because we're exhausted by the end of these journeys for whatever reason. And we don't do that final 5 minutes. Completely get it. And I get that you wouldn't do it then, but you need to make a conscious effort to do it perhaps before you go out on the next journey, maybe. So think about when your reset time is going to be in your car.
Now, when you're decluttering as well, listen, I think that's where number three gets in. Don't just kind of go, oh, I'll just get a bag and I'll throw everything in. See if you can get like a box for recycling, a box for rubbish. Maybe there's a box for things to carry in the house because lots of us do not have garages. I mean, I know a lot of homes in America and probably Australia and Canada, they've got bigger homes. You've got garages in your house.
I mean,
You
we
can kind
do
of,
actually have garages in the UK, Ingrid. We've
I
got.
know that, but most of us park on our drive, don't we?
Yeah,
Most of us
we do.
park on our drive.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to make sure that when there's stuff to go into the house, you also have got a bag for that. You don't want to kind of pile everything onto your arms and kind of juggle around with it. You kind of want to go, okay, and you don't want to resort it again. So see if you can kind of get your head around, okay, what needs to go? Where are there bins close by? Do I need to get some sort of box or bag from the inside so I can carry some stuff that needs to go back indoors? You want to minimize the amount of walking back and forth because we're all busy.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think you could include your children in the process of sorting out your car at the end of the journey?
If they're not small, yes.
So I think that would be the ideal, but is it going to happen? Tell me. So yeah, the ideology of going, hey, kids, yeah, just grab those books and bring them inside with you. You know, mummy's busy. You know what I mean? That kind of, they'd be like, nope. Stop gonna do it. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, no, you definitely need to, because you're tempted, aren't you, to kind of grab a bag or a carrier bag or something like that and chuck everything in. And invariably it's going to have a book if it's a kid's car, and these typically are the ones that get most messy, a book that they've been reading. And then there might be a kind of, you know, a drink from a like a can or from a fast food place or whatever that you've done your journey. And then the coat goes on the book if you put it in the same thing. So you've really got to be careful to split up the things that you're going to declutter, the things that you can recycle as well, obviously, think about that, and the things that are going to be returned to the house. Really, really important to sort of split those up. I mean, I park on my drive as well, but I make sure that with regularity, if it starts to kind of, you know, it's not really a build up, but if I see a couple of things that need sorting out, because I like eat bags of sweets and stuff. And then if there's wrappers, they all go down into that little side pocket, don't they? Do you know what I mean? And then, so I just go straight to my bins. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I just go straight from the car.
You destroy the evidence, Leslie.
Yeah. Well, I don't destroy the evidence. Loads of things. But yeah, there is an element of that as well. But yeah, so it's things like that. So I would go straight and put that stuff in the bin so that it's not there. Because I do kind of like a nice, tidy car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, of course, we need to make sure that at some point we clean and wash our car, right? So come clean, Leslie. Do you ever wash your car by hand?
Rick, what do you think? What about me makes you think that I would ever wash my own car?
I know. I don't think you wash your own car. That would be your worst nightmare, probably.
Yeah, exactly. No, I take it to the car wash.
Yeah.
Not as often as I should.
Okay.
So I like the inside of the car to be nice and clean. I'm less worried about the outside of the car. But the problem is I've got this stupid tree that in my front driveway that drops like sap. So at certain times of the year, it's an absolute nightmare. So the car gets really sticky. So sometimes I'm like, right, it's time to go. But then as soon as you come back from the car wash, it's back on it again. So it's really annoying. Do you know what I mean? But the car wash do it so much better than I could anyway. Yeah. It's like faff that in, getting a thing and squeegees and buckets and changing it and hose pipes and bringing it around. Like, that's a lot of work for when you can just pay someone for it. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, no, I do not clean my own car. And I don't actually recall. I can't say that I've never cleaned my own car. Of course I have, but it's been a while.
Probably when you were a student and had no money.
Yeah, I probably just never cleaned it then. That's probably. Yeah. But yeah. So what about you, Ingrid? As if I actually need to ask. Of course you clean your own car, and you probably do it on the third Saturday of every month, and that's the car cleaning day. All right.
Actually, no, but we do clean our own car, but I do occasionally bring it to the car wash because I like my car to look really nice. So I think probably twice per year we wash it ourselves, and the rest I would bring it to the car wash to the guys, they wash it by hand. I don't go through one of those machines that they've got the big brushes. The guys wash it by hand and hoover it out for me. And it's a bit more expensive, but I like it when they're great. You know, they're fab guys. And I always go to the same place. But I do make sure that my car is nice and clean. There's no rubbish on the inside, because I do make sure that it all looks nice. So I make a conscious effort before I go to the car wash. I'm like, okay, let me just, and because I've got my bins next to my car. I've got a really small drive. You know this, I tiny drive. So I'm like, just about my door hits the bin. So I got no excuses for not throwing stuff in the bin. So I kind of go, okay, is there anything here that needs to be thrown away before we have it washed? Because I think, you know, that's handy. But so at home, I do have buckets and sponges and things like that. Do you?
No. And I think that's a sorry. Have I got something that I could wash my car with? Just wash with washing up liquid, can't you? Do you need something special to wash your car with?
No.
I mean just use a cloth. I've got a bucket, I've got water, and I've got cleaning solution. That's good enough, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Like if I,
yeah.
This is the thing, right? I think it's really important to know this. You have to look at your own habits when it comes to it. And we're sort of going off topic a little bit here. But if you've got a garage, you've got a shed or somewhere that you keep, or even inside, a lot of people have got it just inside their doors, where you keep cleaning stuff in your car, really evaluate your own behaviours on that. Are you actually cleaning your own car, or are you taking it to the car wash like me? Ingrid's like somewhere in the middle, so she's still, there's a need for cleaning stuff in her house. But, you know, look at its validity to you. Do you know what I mean? Is it worth keeping those cleaning things for your car if actually you might just do it once a year? Are you better letting go of it and making a decision that I'm always going to go to the car wash? So many people have got so much. They've got screen wipes and leather wipes and all these kind of things that barely get used, and they take up so much space in our garages, when actually 9 times out of 10, I'll say to a client, do you wash your own car? And they're like, oh no, not done it for years. Got all this stuff then, do you know what I mean? And so it's like 10 years old by the time we get to, I'm like, is that going to be the best thing to wash your car with? So really think about that as well. Think about your own behaviors when it comes to car washing. You surprise me that you go to the car wash sometimes.
Yeah,
that surprises me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, great. No, I mean, the guys are great, you know, and I do, like I said, I do like a tidy, clean car. It's one of my things.
How much does a car wash cost in London?
I think I'm something like £18 or £20 now.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, in and outside.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about the same as here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Definitely worth it in my eyes anyway. That's for sure. Like, because that's like 2 hours. Do you like take 2 hours or something to wash your own car? Some people love it, right? Some people find car washing and car. My brother-in-law loves doing like proper car valets and makes it look incredible. But that's not my bag.
Yeah, agreed. All right. Well, one little thing then before we go for a break. If you are known to be someone who kind of chucks all these little bits and bobs around in your car, if you do eat and drink and do the thing, can you just do a little rubbish bin in your car, or have a little bag that you can, I don't know, place next to you, so at least you don't have it all floating around your car and you can kind of get it together to make it easier for yourself to throw everything away?
Yeah, I think, you know, definitely the side pockets work for me, a kind of like a pseudo bin, really. I think it's useful. You can buy car bins, right, which are useful, particularly if you've got, you know, like kids and stuff, to tell them to kind of throw their rubbish in there and get them into good habits. So a car bin is a possibility, not an essential. So to me, it's potentially clutter, car bin, because actually there's alternatives that are already inbuilt into the car. But it depends on the makeup of your car, doesn't it? Car bin, I know they are out there and they may be a godsend to people. So let us know whether you use a car bin, because I'd be interested to know, because there's loads of different shapes and sizes of cars, right?
Yeah.
Just because mine's got a side pocket, I'm sure there are loads of cars that don't, right?
Yeah, and I think as well, like if it's a sweet wrapper, you don't mind putting it inside your car. But if you're eating like a banana or an apple or something, or I've got some leftover hamburger, you know, you kind of don't want to stuff that in there, right? So
who has a leftover hamburger? I've left over nothing, maybe actually an apple core or a banana skin, but other than that, everything is gone.
Exactly. Well, let's go for a break and come back in a minute. Right, we are back talking about the 10 ways to keep your car organized. We go off on these massive tangents about what car we have and whether we wash it or not, but we hope that you're enjoying this
podcast. Let's be honest, is how to keep your car organized the most exciting title for a podcast that you've ever heard? It's not exactly that fun, is it?
Exactly.
So true. we have to bring in the we have to go off tangent, otherwise this is going to be like, clean your car, do this, boring. Except this is the thing, as we said before, that Ingrid loves. And she's going to come into her own now, because she's going to be talking about documentation and keeping the right things in the right places. Go on.
Yes. So I do like being organized. And in my glove box that's in the front of my car, I've got like my papers and I've got some CDs, because yes, my car still has a CD player. So I have those in there. I've got some extra spare light bulbs. The owner manual is in there.
What do you mean spare light bulbs? What do you mean spare light bulbs?
If you drive around with a light broken, you can get fined. So we've got a little box with little light bulbs so you can replace your lights.
Can't even get into them. They're sealed nowadays on newer cars. You must have a really old car.
I do. I do. I do.
Who does that? Who has spare light bulbs in their glove box?
That's my husband. You know how he is. He can fix everything.
So disappointed with the organization of a professional organizer. Live life on the edge, you know, go with flow, Ingrid.
So what have you got in your glove box then? I mean, by the way, is it called the glove box everywhere, Leslie?
No, it's definitely called something different in the States and then presumably Canada. Can I remember what it's called? No. Should I remember what it's called? Yeah, should be tip of tongue.
Is it maybe called a glove box? Because people used to have like these leather gloves that they used for driving and they would put them in there. I'm just wondering that.
Yeah, maybe. Like very British kind of cars bobbing around in the 1920s with little... Yeah, probably. That's probably what it is. But yeah, what is glove box called? Can't remember. Tell us in the comments and enlighten us as to what that is. There's so many things that we don't know the name of, but in my head, it's not glove box.
Okay. Right. Have you got like sunglasses in there, Leslie? What's in your glove box then?
Well, I've got... It's the different things, right? So I've got like a little central console with... charging cables, sunglasses, tissues, that kind of thing, which is like stuff that you need to grab when you're driving. Obviously, I've got some, you know, you've got like drinks holders and stuff where you can put your drinks things. But then the glove box, and I very rarely go in there, but I've got my locking wheel nut thing, you know, the thing that you've got. I've got like a owner's manual in there, I guess. We don't need, in the UK, we don't need to carry around our registration documents and driving license and all that, but I know they do elsewhere in the world.
Yeah.
So that's not in there. And a spare 20 quid.
$20. Okay.
Cool. Well, you know, just in case you ever went somewhere and you can't pay on your phone or pay with a card, if you come unstuck and you need cash.
Oh, well, that's very smart. I need to do that.
Yeah. And then you can just do it. But the problem is everyone knows there's a spare 20 quid in there. And then the next time you go for it, it's gone because someone's used it. Because I don't really drive the car that much. So. But anyway, yeah, I think it's useful to have a spare 20 quid. It used to be a fiver, but inflation and all that. It's like 20 quid now, right? What could you get for a fiver? You couldn't even buy a meal from McDonald's for a fiver, can you?
I know. Maybe like a can of bottle of water and a snack or something at the petrol station.
I know, exactly. So it depends, you know, different people got different things. But for me, that would be like the official one or the one that I don't go into very often. And then I'd have like my central console, I'd have things that are more like personal.
Yeah, exactly. I've like talking about central console, indeed. That's where, indeed, I've also got some cables so I can charge my phone or the kids can charge their tablet. We've got a little USB plug-in. So
ooh,
we can...
very modern.
I know. And of course, I've got some CDs in there too. And probably some like Dutch snacks, like little drop or something.
And what's your go-to CD? Your favorite one that you'd always go to?
Well, I've got, to my husband's dismay, I've got lots of CDs with rock choir songs on there because one of the lovely prefects in our choir, every time when we finish like a term, he puts the songs on a CD. And then when we go on holiday, like camping or something in the summer, I plug the kids like, yeah, put the rock choir CD. And my husband's like,
No, like if I ever put a rock choir song on, I don't put on a CD, I just put it through my phone. If Steve was in the car, he'd literally like be like, no, I like absolutely not. Do your family listen to the rock choir tunes?
The kids do because they want to sing along because they know all of them.
Okay, we digress. I don't think we've even given things numbers. We are actually doing 10 things and we are actually at number 7, which is our center console where we've got cables. You know, loose change, you throw that in there. You know, you need a little bit of stuff for like, if ever you have to, I mean, nowadays you can pay on your phone most of the time, but when you pay for car parking, you might know of like a trolley in a supermarket, you might need a pound here or it'll be different elsewhere in the world, but a little bit of loose change that you can use should you need it. I mean, loose change and cash nowadays is more the kind of backup plan, isn't it? Because you can do everything on your phone pretty much these days, which always takes a bit of time, doesn't it? You know, you've got to put an app on for parking and download the app and that's a faff as well, isn't it? But anyway, I'd rather put £2 in. But anyway, that's me being unmodern. Right.
What we can also do, and let's go to number 8 then.
Yay, we said the number.
Woo. Yes, yeah. If you do travel with kids in the back seat, or maybe even with pets, Leslie, because they you need to bring stuff for them as well. So you might have a basket or a box or something like that, something to keep their stuff organized.
Do you think you would put that on the back? We're talking about back of the seat organizers.
Oh, I thought you meant like on the where they sit. Right?
They're not going to be able to grab, like a dog's not going to be able to grab a book to read. You know, yes, you might need something to keep your dog entertained, but the backs of the seat organizers, which are amazing for kids, they've got space for little iPads, they've got books, you can put your snack, you can put your water. I'm not sure that's going to be quite the same for a dog or a cat. I mean, I might be wrong.
I know my head kind of went to like, what happens if you travel with pets in your car and not necessarily kids? That's why I got distracted. But yes, back of the car organizers, back of the seat organizers are really good with kids. I had them when they were little. And at one point I was like, right, now it's just a place for everything to kind of get dumped. And then when they get older, I thought I was ready to let them go. But for a while, it was perfect to have them. But let's go to number 9 then, right? So how do you stay organized? By doing a little bit often. So when you go and get petrol or whatever, diesel, or charge your car, if there's a bit of rubbish and you see a rubbish bin, just do it there and then while you're filling up your car. Take those 30 seconds, 2 minutes, 1 minute. It's not a big, grab a few bits to stay on top of things.
I definitely do that. Every time I go to the petrol station, I always empty my car into, because they've got really handy like rubbish bins right next to where you're filling the car up, right?
Yeah.
And so it's different, you know, different countries are going to be different. There's a load of countries around the world where you don't fill your own car up. Somebody fills it up for you, which I loved, by the way. That was amazing. Like, I was like, why do we not have that in the UK where someone comes and fills your car up and then does the screen wash thing? I mean, did you have that in, because different states, I think they definitely did it in New Jersey. Did they do that? And you were in Georgia, right?
I think I remember that. It's a long time ago, though. It's
I know,
a
well,
long
you weren't even driving, were you then? You were, no. You weren't, you right. So, oh, that was nice. People were getting an idea of me, like I'd been a sort of prima donna that just wants things done for her all the time. But that's not the case. I do get stuck in sometimes. But yeah, definitely utilize the opportunity when you're at a petrol station. It's about multitasking, right? We talk all the time about, you know, when the kettle is boiling, do a little bit of something that takes a couple of minutes just to keep things ticking over. Same principle. You're waiting for your car to fill up. And so, you know, if you can, because sometimes you can leave it in there, right?
Yeah.
And then you can just pull the rubbish out of the side pocket of your car and just put it in the bin there and then.
Yeah, exactly. Last thing we wanted to talk about is we haven't really talked about the boots of people's cars, where you kind of store your luggage and your shopping and your bags and your, I mean, that can be a whole, that's going to be, the car itself might not be too bad. And then people open the back of their cars and you're like, okay, wow. It's how much stuff does fit in your car?
Exactly. So there definitely is a different word for this elsewhere in the world. And it is a trunk, as we know. So we do know that bit. We might not know glove box, but we do know trunk. And so, I think it's really important to try and keep some order in there if you can. Yeah. Sometimes it's not possible. So if you have to put a lot of luggage in there, in and out, you can't have like organizational crates in there because that's going to stop you from putting stuff in. But say for Ingrid and I, with the jobs that we do, we'll always have crates or boxes in the back of our car with some of the tools of the trade almost, so you can just grab them from the boot. And so I think that, you know, sometimes these things might need to come in and out depending on what you're doing. But I think it's really useful. You know, if you've got kids, you know, there's things that you can put in there. You might want to put blankets in there in case you, you know, the weather goes weird. First aid kits go in there. You know, you can put things to make sure you can keep your tires pumped up, all that kind of stuff. You know, kind of maintenance stuff, you might want to put that in depending on where you live. So it's useful to kind of keep your boot fairly clear and then just have one box with like essentials for traveling. But, you know, put them, it's all about containerization, right? The same as in the house. Keep them containerized. It looks intentional. And that's what we're trying to get with that car. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I've got a collapsible crate in my car, but actually it's never been collapsed because it actually has got screen wash and yellow jackets for safety. And all of the things that you mentioned are just in a little corner in the boot of my car, all contained together, because at least it prevents it from flying about and then becoming more messy. But I mean, people carry a lot of stuff in their boots and their trunks. You know, if you are this person who puts stuff for the charity or the goodwill in the back of their car and then drives around with it for months on end, just make an effort and go to the charity or goodwill and drop that stuff off. Because of course, your car is, you know, is heavier and then uses more petrol and costs more money. And that's what we don't want. So make sure that when you're doing your decluttering in your house and you actually put stuff in the boot of your car, to actually drive there, preferably the same day or the next day.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's all our hints and tips about 10 ways to keep your car organized. We did, even though we did fly around a little bit and maybe didn't put the numbers on, we did actually give you 10 pieces of advice in there. So see if you can actually find all 10 of them. That would be an interesting one. So, but I think really the main message from this is that look after your car and have pride in it and know that it has to be reset on occasion. We know that we're tired when we come in from a big journey, but do make an effort every now and again. Depending on how often you're using your car is going to determine how often you need to do those resets. But make a conscious effort not to just keep kind of overlook it every time you get in, because otherwise it's going to build and build and build. And then all of a sudden you're into a 4-hour kind of epic decluttering, cleaning, organizing thing, and you're gonna have to scrub your leather and scrub your carpets because things have got spilt on it. And we don't want that to happen. So keeping on top of it is going to be the easiest way to do it. So easier said than done, depending on where you are. Ingrid and I have not got little kids. Little kids can be definitely add to the detritus in your vehicle, can't they? I think that much is true.
I just hope we've inspired people to maybe do a little bit of decluttering in their car this weekend. So let us know in the comments. We would love for you to tell us, are you going to declutter your car this weekend? Maybe even you want to share some pictures. I don't know, but let us know. We can't wait. So thank you so much for listening in, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks so much for listening to the Declutter Hub podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us in your podcast player so you don't miss an episode, and we'll see you next week.